All right, Never Nation, we have got big news.
Big.
Very big. We've got merch.
Merch alert.
Yep. That's the only noise that we're going to make now is just merch alert. Merch alert. So if you want to profess your love on a very public scale for Never Thought I'd Say This, now you can have t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, and my favorite is the hoodies.
Hoodies.
They're so soft. Yep. We've got a black one that has hashtag trauma bonded on it. We've got a white one with the Never Thought I'd Say This logo. You can sit in your hoodie, drink your coffee out of a mug with a t-shirt underneath, with your tote bag over your arm, and
listen to our podcast.
Listen to, yes, just at home or in your car.
Doesn't
whatever.
Matter.
Nope, doesn't matter. But yeah, go to unsweetened.com. That's unsweetened.com. And that's where you'll find the Never Thought I'd Say This merch. And you too can become a walking billboard for the Never Nation.
And send us some pictures of you in the merch. And we would love to see them. So, you know, just be... Keep rocking it with the Never Nation stuff and wear the merch. Merch alert!
Hello and welcome to the final episode of season one of Never Thought I'd Say This.
Woohoo!
We made it.
I know. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. That's Celia Behar, by the way, in case you haven't noticed.
Right. And that's Jodie Sweetin.
Hey,
look,
guys.
We did it.
Oh! Only took us 24 episodes to finally get our intro right and actually not laugh on the first time.
No, it was okay. And you introduced me and I introduced you. We tried that before. It didn't work. Whatever.
Yeah, well.
We got it.
That's all right. Don't worry. The next episode, we'll fuck it up again. It's going to be fine.
But then it'll be a whole new season, so it won't matter. No one will remember.
No, I won't remember. I apparently don't remember anything.
I know. We have our friend Jodie Sweetin here. You didn't even know she was coming.
I didn't. I forgot.
She told you
I did. Here's the thing. I knew she was coming. I just didn't remember she was coming. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, it was a surprise.
Yeah. So we have an audience today. We've got Emily. We've got Jodie. We've got Rachel.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
It was a welcome surprise.
Yeah.
Would have been bad if it was someone that I was like, oh,
well,
fuck,
I've screwed something up. That was my first thought was not, oh, what a pleasant surprise. It was like, I've fucked something up. I have double booked myself and I forgot.
My first thought was, holy shit, is it my mom? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, if Bonnie came to the door.
I'm out.
You'd be like, I'm not here.
No, I'm gone. This is why I like that she titles her emails to me, Jerusalem. Because then I know where the fuck she is. The day that she titles it, California. I'm fucking moving. That's what it is.
Well, we've also been having some technical difficulty this morning.
Have.
Yeah. We are for the first time ever, our card said it was full, but it was empty.
Yeah.
And things are happening.
I also
things
got rear-ended this morning.
What?
I did. I know. I
hadn't had a chance to tell me that.
I had a chance to say it.
And I take it not in like, this is not a euphemism. Like you actually got hit in your car.
The last time I got rear-ended. that was not that kind of weekend for me. My car got hit. I was dropping.
No, not the new car.
The new car. It's okay, actually. It's okay. But I dropped off Harper. As you know, I've had a few like battles in drop off lines.
Yeah, you're about as good as I am in your car.
Yeah, you I mean, I've little, gotten out little... of the car and like mm-hmm. left the door open and screamed at people recently for stealing my parking spots, stuff like that. I was just stopped at a stop sign trying to make a right after drop off with Lulu in the car. And all of a sudden, a woman just rolled right into us and totally did have like a little whiplash moment. But of course, I was like, motherfucker, and jumped out like guns a-blazing to be like, what the fuck? And she got out and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? And hugged me. And I was like,
I can't even
should
be
act. I know I'm not even mad.
Yeah, but that's you're never supposed to say that when you get in an accident. Never supposed to say, I'm sorry, because it's an admission.
Well, if you hit someone from behind, it
doesn't
always
matter. Doesn't matter. Never say that.
Never. Didn't hit them.
That's a good advice from a lawyer. Never say that you're sorry in
an
accident.
If you're listening, you shouldn't have said that. No.
Yeah.
But you know what? My car had nothing. It was not even dinged. It was just bumper.
Good.
And I was like, that's what bumpers are for. She's like, do you want my insurance? I said, no, it's Monday. Like, fuck it. I have things to do. Like, and it was fine.
Look at you being all generous and kind.
But that was how I started my day. And that's why when you were like, oh, what time are we? I was like, 11. I'm going to yoga.
Because
I have to stretch my neck out now.
Yeah.
Because holy crap.
I think I need to start going to yoga.
Come with me.
Oh.
It's so
We went that fun. One time. I know. It was fun.
Jenny Brill. I'm sorry. My shout out to my favorite yoga teacher is Jenny
Brill.
She's
pretty awesome.
She's so great at Black Dog. Today I took with my girlfriend, Lauren. It was lovely. Who you also know.
Yes, I do know.
Anyway, there's your yoga stats for the episode.
Your yoga stats? Right.
For everybody out there.
Right. I'm sure they're all very intrigued.
Yeah, write it down.
Our yoga practice or my lack thereof and your and your consistency.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You want to hear some never thought I'd say this?
Of course I do. I mean, it's kind of the title of our show, so I feel like we should get to it eventually.
First of all, I've had so many weird ones from Lulu. I'd
expect nothing less.
Although Harper was involved in this one as well. So we had a whole weekend of Harry Potter for whatever reason.
Okay.
Yeah, we just decided. Harper was away for most of it.
She's very into Harry Potter now.
I mean, it's so, actually, B came up because Lulu was like, B's never seen the movies. I said, I don't know if that's true at all.
She has seen the movies and I got her all the books, but now she's like, but I like the movies better. I'm like, but read the books.
The books are better.
I know.
Lulu wants to watch them with B.
Oh, perfect. They can do that.
She's like, we really need to. So she had her wand. She was in costume for part of it.
Oh, fantastic.
Harper was away. She didn't come back until yesterday for part of it. So here are some of the things that as the end of the Harry Potter series.
I have an admission to make.
What? You've never seen one?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, don't worry. You won't be lost on anything.
And I haven't read all the books. I read the first three, like when they first came out. I remember I read them. I had surgery when I was 19. I had jaw surgery. So I couldn't do much except lay in bed and read. And I read the first three. They were great.
Okay. We're going to watch
them. But I don't remember much.
There's a lot to remember,
to be
honest. I
don't remember what happened last week. So
I'm sure Lulu could give you a blow-by-blow, but she'll get a lot of things wrong. One of the things that she'll get wrong is one of the spells that she was saying to Harper yesterday, during the last one, which was very loudly just screaming, Gluteus Maximus! And I was like,
Glorious Maximus?
Gluteus Maximus.
Oh!
I said, what are you, why are you yelling that? She was like, that's a spell. I said,
like,
that is your butt. And she was like, it's a spell that turns people into a butt, Mom. I was like, okay, that's not
If only that worked. I would be doing that all the time.
I mean, that's what, and she would not give up on it.
You're a butt.
Yep, you're a butt. You're Gluteus Maximus.
Yeah.
I've turned you into a butt. I was like, you are a butt already. This is what I did have to say. God damn it, Harper. Stop trying to stick the Harry Potter wand up your sister's vagina.
Oh my God.
Was expensive and it doesn't belong up her vagina.
Oh my God. Wait, what?
Uh-huh. Harper was running around after her, poking her in the cooch with the fucking wand. And by the way, when I said that, it was expensive and doesn't belong up her vagina, which, you know, of course I had to add that in as a Jew. My oldest daughter turns to me and she goes, that's not the expensive one. That's the one you got online. It's not the one that we got at Universal.
Oh, remember the Universal? I remember. We went
to- Yeah, but you're missing. That was her defense.
But I'm saying those fucking wands at Universal were expensive.
Yes.
And we got suckered into that.
Yeah, we did.
So we went, was it last Thanksgiving?
Yeah. No, yeah. Thanksgiving before that.
Two Thanksgivings ago, we decided, have we told the story?
No.
Emily, have we? Okay, no. I don't remember.
Me neither.
What is wrong with me? Why am I? I don't even know what's happening.
We never remember.
So two Thanksgivings ago, we decided the day before Thanksgiving to go to Universal Studios because we were like, you know what we should do is we should go eat.
Oh my God,
day before Thanksgiving. We were like, let's go have fun. So we get the like front of the line passes.
Jody got them for us. She's being very, very, she got them. You got them because my sister was super sick and I just found out that her pump was coming out, which was really the beginning of the end. And I had mentioned a month before that I wanted to go. And then you basically found out that happened. You called me and you were like, I got us front of the line passes and we're going the day before Thanksgiving because you guys need to laugh. That's what she did. She won't say that, but I will. So fuck off.
Okay. So anyway, so we did that. But we went, I had never been to Harry Potter Land or any of that.
No.
So it was so much fun and so awesome. Fun. But oh my God, the day before Thanksgiving, we made ourselves so sick.
Yeah.
And we couldn't stop.
Dude, it was pre-gaming.
It was not pre-gaming. It was disgusting.
It was so bad.
We went to the little like British pub there. I had
something broomsticks.
Whatever.
I
ordered fish and chips. You ordered bangers and mash.
Our kids still make fun of us because we got so excited that we both wanted the same things that we could share.
We shared. And and then the kids ate a bunch of food. We ate whatever was left on their plate.
Yep.
We had like 9 butter beers. And then I somehow like later in the, oh, then we went and had one of those giant donuts at the Simpsons ride and we ate all of that.
Yep.
And then by the end of the night,
you fucking disappeared. Come pop back out with 3 bags of candy. You're like, I just got all these candy.
I know. I went to the candy store and it looked good.
I know. And then I was like, that's gross.
I'm shoving like gummy worms into my mouth. Just like, I hate me. I hate me. Uh-huh. I feel sick. I'm going to throw up and I'm having more.
It was so bad.
Yeah. And I was like, why did we do this to ourselves? You're like, dude, it's pre-gaming. We're just stretching out our stomachs. Yep. I was like, I need to have my stomach pumped after this. I feel so gross.
It was, it was not a feel good night for me. I'll just leave it there.
No, we ate good. A bunch and then went on that Harry Potter ride. And I was like, yeah, no more for me.
The VR ones. That's when I was like, we're too old for this shit. Oof. The VR rides make me nauseous.
Well, I couldn't do it. Like, but that was a fun day.
Yeah. Well, that was my, never thought I'd say this. That was just, you know, I can't even relate it back to a good topic.
The way the story started was that we then got roped into the buying of the wands. Because we went into the wand store or the little show that they do or whatever.
Right.
And of course, Harper and Zoe get picked for the show to be like the
demonstrating
sister wands.
Wands. And they had sister wands
that worked together. And so of course, like it's this whole thing. And then they just looked at us like, you're going to buy them, right?
$250 later.
Right. So it was like $70 wands for them. And then the little one was like, I want a wand too. And so then, you know, and B.
I was just going to say, could not pick out her wand. We were in there for like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half picking out a wand.
She
had to
test them all.
Pick a wand. And I was like, they're fake. They don't even work. It's a stick. It is a stick. The $70 stick. Pick one stick. And buy it. Yep. That's it.
And then we convinced her to get Bellatrix because it was closer to her
name. Yeah. Well, right. But then she was like, I don't know. But I was like, it's purchased.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
That was really kind of hilarious.
I'm still playing Best Fiends every night.
Oh, I know. You text me your scores.
Well, because I'm proud of them. Hi, reached level 325?
No, I have not. Okay. You are definitely kicking my butt.
It's such a fun game. It's a nice casual game that anyone can play, although it is made for grown-ups, which I like. And I like the fact that I can spend as little or as much time that I want playing the game.
Right.
And I really do find it very relaxing. Like, it's one of those things that challenges my brain, but also helps me relax.
And also, it's a great way to look very busy on your phone when your kids come to ask you a question.
That is also true. And I've noticed that some of my friends on Facebook play because they send me little gifts and I send them back to them. Oh. And then we get points, which I think is really cool. I am, by the way, beating all of them. You know. Yeah. Because I'm really good.
Was that some sort of a veiled attempt to get me to send you some sort of a gift?
It was. Did you pick up on that?
I did.
Okay. I would like one. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's a unique and exciting puzzle experience, I think, unlike other puzzle games that are out there. And it updates the game monthly with new levels and events, so it never gets old. Treats the game like a service for the players, which I think is really cool. And if you find yourself playing in like random weird places and times, then you know what? You're right along with me because that's what I do. Waiting in drop off for my kid to come out, I'm playing Best Fiends. You know, on hold.
Right?
What were you going to say? Don't tell me.
No, I was going to say on the subway. I played it on the subway before.
Yep, see, that's a good place to play. Also, planes. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Planes, trains, automobiles.
Exactly. I've collected so many of the characters and I love them and I use them strategically. It's perfect. They kick butt. If you all would like to try it, you can engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters.
And escape your children.
Exactly. And trust us, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends free on Apple App Store or Google Play. And that's Friends without the R. Best Fiends.
And you too can send Celia gifts.
Oh, please do.
Now when I say these things at home, when I, like, that came out of my mouth where I was like, please don't put the Harry Potter pot.
Right. Don't poke your sister in
vagina.
They
both just like look at me like they're like about to be in trouble. And then they'll both start laughing and they both just are like, that's on the podcast now. And I'm like, yeah, I hope you're not doing it on purpose. And they're both like, no, we don't have to.
We
try.
Don't have to. Yeah. It's just, it comes naturally.
Yeah. Now, since I'm talking about Lulu also, I'm just going to throw this one out there about her that has nothing to do with Harry Potter, but still just one of those that I had to write down and was like, oh my God, at some point I have to get this in. I don't even know what I would, you know, really put it toward, but this is what she was saying when she was talking yesterday after Harry Potter had ended and they were cleaning up.
Did you watch all 8 movies?
Not yesterday, but throughout the weekend. Okay. We did, but it was our last one. And so Harper said something about Harry Potter and Lulu just goes to her and she's like, yeah, but you know, you get the jizz. You get the jizz of it. I go, wait, what?
Emily's dying right now.
Yep. I go, what did you just say? She goes, what? She's like, you know, I'm just telling her what happened at the end. Like, she gets the jizz of it. And I was like, Lulu,
you that's can't, not the word.
You can't say that's not, it's the gist of it.
She goes, G, yeah. G-I-S-T.
And she goes, what's the difference?
Oh.
Uh-huh. And so I go, well, it's jizz is sperm.
Right.
So it's sperm. I don't know. Go ask your dad. And she just goes, why? Dad doesn't have any sperm. He got a vasectomy. I was like, well, that's the gist of a vasectomy.
Right.
But also, No, I was like, and then all I could think of is how many times has that kid been in school or answered a question? Like, I could just see her like raising her hand. Her teacher's like, yeah. And she's like, you know, explaining something. And she's like, you know, you get the gist of it.
But you know what, though? That coming out of Lulu's mouth, everyone was like, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I do get that.
I'm going to say it from now on. You get the gist of it.
Do you know what? It should be. It's like meow in Super Troopers. Just...
Oh, shit, I wish I wasn't drinking coffee when you just
said that. Oh, I'm so happy that happened. Uh-huh, she just spit some coffee out in your hand. But it's like that. Like, you just got to see how often you can sneak it in there. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yep. You get the gist of it.
Yeah. And people be like, what? You're like, the gist.
That's the title of the episode. You get the gist of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Speaking of titles of episodes,
I thought
you
were going to say speaking of gist.
I jizzed. No. I cut that out. That was terrible. I've kept meaning to tell both.
Emily just shook her head.
No, great. Everybody in this room needs to know that we've gotten 2 people that wrote us to let us know that in
would
the episode.
Did we fuck up something?
No, we didn't fuck it up.
Corrections
it just
corner?
Was poor placement. I don't know even what to say. It was our marriage and martinis episode.
Okay.
The title was Jesus Loves a Trampoline.
Right. A good trampoline, I think it was.
I don't know. Jesus loves a trampoline. Yeah. I believe that's what it was. When that
still
comes
sticking
up
by
on
that
their,
as a fact, by the way.
Yes, agreed. When that came up on people's car, when they're like listening to the podcast.
It just said Jesus loves a tramp.
We were sent a few screenshots of some very confused audience being like, I guess Jesus loves everyone, so
I mean, Mary Magdalene, guys, let us not forget.
It's true, but that's what people thought the episode was Jesus loves a tramp.
He does, world's oldest profession.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm, but you know.
He loves a tramp and a trampoline. A trampy trampoline.
A tramp stamp.
Oh,
all right.
This is the last episode.
I know, and we're off the rails.
The wheels have come off. I don't know what's happening. We don't even really have we have a theme?
No. Well, we do. Because I spent my
Harry
weekend
Potter,
doing Harry
jizz,
Potter
wands,
with
and
jizz
the
and
end?
Wands. Right.
Is that just...
And yeah, you had a bigger weekend than I did. Obviously,
Last Friday was the last episode of Fuller House.
It was crazy.
It was. I mean, and not to mention the fact that it was just a crazy long week. We shot a lot of stuff, but it was so much fun. And we had such a great time. But it was, you know, it was super emotional.
Yeah,
it was a super emotional week. It's just a lot going on, and just long days, early mornings, late nights. Like, we were exhausted by the end.
Yeah, and you guys are what you guys don't know out there, but I've learned by just, you know, being Jody's friend, is like, they're all really close and you guys are a family, and that's a hard thing to not walk away from, because I know that you guys are all going to stay in touch, but it's like, that's, you know, that's a big
deal.
Right.
That's the thing, is it's like, it's just the transition going back to, you know, when we started the show, it was like all of a sudden getting to be together again, right, and getting to like do all that all the time. You know what I mean? It was like, we got to see each other all the time, mm-hmm, and we hadn't had that in 20 some odd years. I mean, we'd all stayed friends, but that day in and day out working stuff was just different. And so now it's kind of going back to that, where it's like, I know we're not going to lose people, but at the same time, you know, it's still just kind of a bummer.
Yeah, it was interesting kind of just to watch you guys all together, because it was, you all were just soaking up like the moments together, which was really beautiful. And then watching your mom watching you, and my mom being a part of it was really sweet.
Yeah, my mom was there, and you know, she came for the endings of everything, mm-hmm. and yeah, it was really meaningful. You know, it wasn't just the Full House family, like the cast, but it was our parents that were there, and it was our kids, and you know, the family that we've created and built this around. And you know, my girls took it really hard. They were really bummed mm-hmm. that this was done, because mm-hmm. they, you know, B told me, she was like, this is like my third home, you know, because she goes back and forth between her dad's and I, so that was, she's got two, and then this was her third.
Yeah, well, they are with you on set when
they love the kids, and they, you know, they've been welcomed into the family too, and that, you know, all the Fuller House cast has known these, my girls, since they were born. So, you know, it was a really emotional time. I mean, Friday, I was a mess. I tried to go to bed Friday night, but like my whole body hurt from just holding everything together, and my head was killing me from crying so much. And it was, there was a lot of feelings happening. And you know me, I don't love those.
No.
So it was like a very feelingsy kind of week.
Well, I think it also.
And now I'm back to being cold and dead inside.
Well, thank God, or we'd have to stop being friends. No,
will you hug me? Hug me, Celia.
Ew,
hug me. Touch me.
Get away from me.
Come pat my head.
Me. No.
But P.S., mm-hmm. how much fucking liquid do you need for this show? You've got
two giant sippy cups
with straws in front of you.
Yeah.
I have like.
Because one has water.
I have like a quarter cup of cold coffee.
One has water. One has iced coffee, because I do intermittent fasting and I can't have coffee until 11:30, and we were already going to be started. So that's why I have my coffee, which I've been waiting for since 7:30 this morning, or when 6:30 this morning when I got up with the kids. Okay. Don't give me that look. I do notoriously, though, have surrounding myself with like many drinks. It's true. I always have been like that.
Well hydrated.
I'm
on the other hand, my insides are just a dried up sponge. So
drink more water. I think that I think what was really interesting about, you know, what we were talking about with the kids having a hard time with it ending and transitions in general is also, it just made me think of it right on the spot, is that neither of us are in professions where our kids know what's coming next. Like,
it's true.
We both have up and downs with finances.
Right.
You know, whether I have clients, I don't have clients, I don't really know. You know, it depends. Like, things happen. And I worry about that sometimes with my kids, because I know my kids get nervous about money and stuff like that. And I have to say, much like you have had to say, you know, where it's like, hey, I'll always work it out.
Right.
But I always do. Like, I have, you know, other friends who are like, I have no idea how you do this by yourself and pay the rent and do that and have it. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes I don't either. Like,
yeah, I don't. Yeah, sure. I still walk around my house like, wow, okay, so that's my couch.
Right. Yeah.
Like, weird.
I'm like, oh, I managed to get a cleaning lady in here once. This is amazing. Like,
look at me go. Right. Yeah. No, B was very worried about it. She was like, and of course, you know, as an actor, like that's something you sort of deal with all the time. It's like, oh my God, I'm working. Everything's going great. Oh my God, I don't have a job.
And like,
the transition going back and forth, and B was like, well, what are you going to do now? And I was like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure things are going to come up, and I've got a bunch of meetings coming up and this and that. And she was like, but what if you don't get a job? And I was like, first of all, thanks for the vote of confidence. You're making me feel great.
I'll get
and
a
I was like, and I was like, don't worry. You know, something will happen. She was like, but what if it doesn't? I'm like, can you look? You're really, I don't need my inner voice to have legs and eyeballs looking at me. It's really, I'm good on that. So I was like, God, I'll figure it out. But what if you don't? I was like, can you just stop, please? It's going to be fine.
I sell you on eBay. Right. That's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I rent you out. So, yeah. Yeah, she'll be a cute, adorable little companion. You know, just here, rent a kid. They're fun for the night. And then people can return them.
There's so many wrong places that can
go.
That's
not what I meant. I know. I started talking. I was like, that was
my favorite murder episode once again.
What is happening with my brain?
I don't know. It's because we, honestly, it's the last episode of the season. I think we're both amazed we made it this far.
I am.
We have more than 7 listeners.
We do. And you know what we suck at? We still haven't done our dance.
I know. And we said we'd do it at 15.
Rachel just gasped. She was like, you're terrible. True. I know.
We said we'd do it at 15. We're at 17 now.
Well,
we have 17,000.
You know, we want people to know, just, you know, keep coming back. Maybe we're going to do it. Maybe we're not. Who knows? No, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Yes, we are going to do it.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of fun emails. We could read some of those.
Yeah, let's read. You know what? In closing out, let's read some of our fan never thought I'd fail mails and other things from our awesome Never Nation.
I'm going
Which
to.
Can you believe that we have like like a little hashtag name for our
Never Nation.
Peeps,
oh, and they
listeners.
And they were signing it. Someone else was Never Tribe. That was what was
Never Tribe. Never.
It
I love
Never
it.
Tribe, which I thought was really cool.
Well, here, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and read some of our fantastic letters, mails, emails, whatever. Just take me out back.
I just got another native package.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What scents did you get? I need to order new ones.
Right now I have on some sort of, I can't remember. You're asking the worst person, but oh, I have almond and honey. That's what I believe it is. And I really, really like it. They also have that lavender that I like and coconut. I got the kids different ones also.
But I got my girls ones too.
Do they like them?
They do.
You know what I really like about native in general? That they're formulated without aluminum and parabens and talc and other things that, you know, maybe aren't good for us.
Yeah.
All ingredients are found in nature. They have coconut oil and shea butter and tapioca starch, which absorbs wetness, which I really like.
Yeah.
Never tested on animals. And
even better.
Free shipping and returns.
Even better.
Yeah. Here's the thing about native that I find so amazing. It works.
Yeah. And like, it doesn't just mask like a stinky smell. Like, you smell really yummy.
You really do. It's a natural deodorant that works rather. People love it, and there's a reason for it. They've been on the Today Show, Elle Magazine, Pop Sugar, Refinery 29. That's just to name a few. And, you know, I think that's like perfect. And it's, you know, worth it. There's something for everyone. They have so many different scents that someone's going to find something they'd like, men and women.
I like the little travel size ones too, because I get different scents.
I do too. Yeah. I like those also. And those are kind of new, which I really like. Yeah, I wish I could pick a favorite scent, but I can't. Right now, I really do like that new almond and honey one that I have on. I believe that's the scent, but it's lovely.
Smells like it. Yeah.
I really like it. We have a promo code for it. I bet you don't know what it is.
I bet we could guess.
For 20% off your first purchase and use the code Say This, you will get that beautiful native deodorant that we keep talking about. All you have to do is visit nativedeodorant.com, use the promo code Say This during checkout. And that is all you need to do. Why wouldn't you do that? So again, to get 20% off of your first purchase, you visit Native Deodorant, and I'm going to spell it.
I was going to say, why don't you spell that for us?
It's NativeDeodorant, .com. And use the promo code Say This during checkout and, you know, get your native.
I wonder how many people are going to actually type in NativeDeodorantHa.com.
Don't do that.
Okay, so.
I like when you game show back in. And we're back. Like, that's what it sounds
well,
like.
What else am I going to do? I don't want to just start talking. I feel like I need to give people a warning that, like.
Just be like, fuck you, Celia. I don't
know. Well, because I know,
be
like, you know, I'm sure we have the people that skip things and that just wait to get talking in. So I want them to know, like, hey, this is where you need to start paying attention.
Right. I don't know. An alarm bell? I'll just start making some weird. I'll be like, woo, all of a sudden. Girl Scout. I'm a Girl Scout. Woo.
Okay, perfect. That's our intro now? Uh-huh. Okay, this is going to go great. All right. So this one says, it's a 2319 from Lane. Hello, fellow moms. During the episode, should I read this whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Why not?
What the hell? we've got to fill a whole show. Might as well read. Let's just read everything. Hello, fellow moms. During the episode 2319, which was our episode with Debbie Matenopoulos, or Monopoly, as you call her, which I told her that, by the way, that you call her Debbie Monopoly.
Yeah, great.
During the episode 2319, I was totally reminded of a mom lie I told my 6-year-old son. I have two young sons, 8 and 6 years old. I'm the only female in my house, including the dogs. I am totally surrounded by penis. Ah! Oh, it sounds like Celia's weekend. One day, my...
Celia wishes.
One day, my youngest was lying about something completely stupid, one of my absolute pet peeves. I was totally over it and about to explode. So I told him, if you keep lying to me, your penis will fall off. He didn't believe me at first. To solidify my lie, I told him, yes, it will. What do you think happened to my penis? Hashtag parenting fail. Hashtag got the truth. My husband was not very happy, but I did get the truth. We're all working hard to raise good adults. We are constantly battling the discussion of fair with the boys. We talk about the privileges we all enjoy. Whenever either of them tell me something isn't fair, they get the same response. What is fair is you have clothes on your back, food in your stomach, and a roof over your head. Everything else is extra, and a lot of people don't have fair. I hope you continue killing the parenting game, sharing your stories. They are hilarious. One of your never tribe, Lane. Oh, thanks, Lane.
Thanks, Lane. We agree with you. See? Never tribe. Right? Tribe.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I like that.
I love that, though. Yes. Well, what do you think happened to my penis? That's one of those moments that a mom just goes, I don't know what I... Yep. I just said it. Fuck it. I'm sticking to it.
Right. And you got then you just got to go with it because there's nothing else you can do at that point, right?
Right. Now my question is, I'm wondering what the husband was upset about.
That the penis could fall off
or that she was saying she had one and it fell off or it was just funny.
I don't know. You know what? Dudes are very sensitive about penises and losing a penis.
I mean, I understand. I mean, look, I get it.
I don't, but I mean, what? I don't in the sense that I don't have a penis, so I can't totally grasp that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want someone's falling off.
Well, not in front of me.
Not unless you could take it and run with it.
Also, I don't think I could say that across the board that I wouldn't want somebody's penis falling off. I'm sure there are people out there whose penis I would enjoy if it fell off. I'm just saying.
You know what? You're right. That's true. That's not. That is
I won't
true.
Name, I'm saying I won't name peni, but I'm sure.
Well, you could name
some.
The peni, just not who they're attached to. Exactly. You could give them a name, Richard. Oh.
Dick.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but it's Richard because now it's formal.
But once it leaves,
it is
once
now
it
Richard.
Falls off and runs away, then right, it's then no it's longer Richard. Dick. Then it's Richard.
It's Richard.
He gains
right.
his identity back.
You know what all I'm thinking of right now?
Awful.
Is, all I'm thinking of is fucking Big Mouth.
With Iron Man
and the hormone monster, and he's got the penises yes. and he constantly puts, he's like, oh my God, I dropped my penises. And there's like
puts
seven
back
of them.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. And they walk around the balls.
Yes,
yep,
yes.
Totally.
Yep.
Oh, but if you don't watch Big Mouth, then you should.
If you don't watch Big Mouth now, you absolutely need to.
Don't watch it with your children.
Oh my
it's
God,
a cartoon.
No, it's an it's a cartoon, but it is not for kids.
Yeah, Nick Kroll's behind it. He is
oh, apparently,
hilarious.
Zoe's been watching Insatiable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So she was only like two episodes in, and my mouth is open. My friend Lynn was here the other night, and I was upstairs taking a nap. Zoe had been watching TV. And Lynn comes in and she was like, oh, I'm watching Insatiable. And Lynn was like, wait. Stop. How many episodes have you watched? She's like two. She's like, yeah, you're done. That's because it's about to get real not kid friendly. And so I was like, oh.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It popped up on her Netflix.
Yeah, it does that. I mean, that's.
I think because she had watched like Riverdale or something. Yeah. So,
yeah. Anyway. I mean, it's hard. I even the kids want
algorithms.
Yeah. I can't figure out how to control any of that. All right. Do you want another one?
I do.
Okay. Hold on. I think this is Amy's. Yeah. Amy wrote us, hi, Jody and Celia. I love the show. I listen at work and I have to keep my doors closed from my employees hearing as I work in HR.
Wait, yes.
What's your point, Amy? Are we not appropriate?
I don't think we're HR appropriate. No. I think we would get fired if we could.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Emily's contemplating how to do that right now. No, just kidding. And my hysterical laughing as I relate to so much of what you guys are discussing. I just finished listening to the birthday party episode and I had to write you. We just hosted my daughter's sixth birthday party last weekend. She's new to the school/classroom. So we invited some kids that I didn't know and I didn't know their parents. I was really hoping to get a great party and maybe make some mom friends out there out of the whole thing. ... I think I'm guessing that's not going to happen here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right after we sang happy birthday and my daughter blew out her candles, I went to take the candles out and my daughter grabs the knife and starts wielding it. I screamed her name and the whole room went silent as I reamed her out. Even my mom told me she was a little afraid of me. I thought, okay, not a huge deal. She was being unsafe. I can still pull this thing together. After cake, we opened presents. My mom had given Lydia a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
A new knife set. Here, a here's some Hankel's book. Knives. Yeah.
My mom had given Lydia a pair of noise-canceling headphones, as she does have some sensory issues, probably from me, with fireworks and airplanes, etc. And we're traveling in a few months. This gift, this was a gift that she asked me about, and I approved. After all this, the group decided to go for a walk. Lydia and a few of her friends started walking down a wooded path. I called out to her to stop. Once, twice, and the third time,
three times,
I lost my mind. Lydia Bailey, you stop walking right now. I can't believe you're ignoring me. How dare you? On and on and on. I finally heard some other talking and I stopped yelling to listen. It was the other moms telling me that she had her noise-canceling headphones on. I have not followed up with any of the moms and made Lydia do the thank you notes, which she has never done before, because I am so embarrassed and I want the other moms to think that I'm a semi-decent mom.
Oh, see, that's why I only invite other moms to the parties that I can scream at.
Yeah, and that I know too.
Yeah.
But I've been that mom where you like just say something a little too loud in the wrong place and you're like, ah, shit, I just reamed my kid out. And now you're judging me and I suck.
Yeah, I totally do, whatever. You know what, though? You know what I took away from that story?
What?
I need a pair of noise-canceling headphones.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just you could sit on the couch.
Just to cancel out our kids, you just mean?
Yeah. B's new thing is screaming at me from the shower, but she can't hear me in the shower.
Oh.
So she just screams. Mom, 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 mom. It just goes on on. And I'm like, and I was sitting right here on the couch in the living room, which is right by their bathroom. She's screaming in the shower. Mom, 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 mom. I go, what? Finally, I get up and I'm like, what? I can't hear you. She goes, I can't hear you, mom. I can't, like,
in the shower.
I couldn't hear you in the shower. Like, what do you need? Please tell me you've slipped and fallen, because there is no reason that you should
be screaming.
You can't
get up.
Right. I need a towel. My face got wet.
What? You're in the fucking shower. Of course it got wet.
Dude, she doesn't like her eyes being wet.
Oh.
And so I used to hang the towel over the shower door so that she could wipe her eyes off because she would panic. Okay. Mom, 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 I can't. Ah, ah. I'm like, it's water. But there might be soap in my eyes. I would hang the towel, but then she would aim the shower and the towel would be soaking wet, and then she'd dry herself off with a soaking, she wouldn't dry herself off, she would wrap herself in a half soaking wet towel and then freak out because then the towel was wet so she couldn't dry her face.
Oh, for God's
sake.
Like,
it was, yeah. And I'm like, dude, you've got to figure this out. Like, you've got to figure this out.
I feel like I see that.
Then she'll be
now.
Like, Mom, can you turn the water on for me? I'm like, no.
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 Are you at the point where you're saying their age out loud? That's what I'm doing now. I'm 8 years old.
I go,
you
are in fourth grade. I go, do you want to be that kid? Do you want to be, you're going to be that kid. You can't even turn the shower on. And she's like, okay. But I get it too hot. I go, then turn the cold on. This
Why
is not
they
rocket
do
science.
It?
You can make slime and follow directions to do that shit, but you can't manage the shower controls?
Oh, I'm pretty sure she could make a Molotov cocktail if she wanted to, but she couldn't do that.
For sure.
I don't understand.
And I'm like, you lazy little twerp, go get in there and get your skinny little butt in the shower.
The yelling in the shower is so happened to me last night. Harper was in the shower yelling.
And then she'll be screaming, and then I'm upstairs yelling at the top of the stairs.
Oh, God.
And it's now become that where we both just yell at each other from separate rooms, and neither I can't hear up there, she can't hear down here, and we're just going, what? Mom, what? Mom, what?
Yeah.
And it's just that for like 5 minutes, because I'm like, I'm not coming down there and she's not coming out of the shower, so we're just, it's a stalemate.
It's a standoff. Yep, yeah. Totally. Harper was yelling at Lulu yesterday before she got in the shower. She was, I said this before the episode aired, but I swear to God, this is now the thing that makes me want to punch everyone in the face. Mostly my kids, but this noise.
Oh, the exasperated sigh?
Oh, my God. So I told Harper to get in the shower. She'd been away all weekend. And I was like, you have to shower. Get in the shower. She'd told me she hadn't showered yet since like the day before.
Right,
I'm like,
yeah, you're like, you're gross.
Get in the shower now. And she's like, but I'm going to shower tomorrow morning. I was like, great. Today's today. Get in the fucking shower.
I'm so sorry for burdening you with being not gross.
Yeah. And it's like the chest out with the shoulders.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just gonna flick you in the forehead. Like, right, that's what I'm
go.
Doing. Get in the shower. I said, get in the shower or you're never gonna have a phone again in your life, because right now she doesn't have one anyway. I'm like, get in the fucking shower. Well,
Zoe's still in that same position.
So. Right. I know. They're gonna have to, we're just gonna get them strings attached.
I told her I'm getting her a burner. I said, I'll get you a burner phone. So for emergencies, she was like, a burner. I was like, okay, maybe that's the wrong choice of words.
That's
but a prepaid.
Right, prepaid.
How about prepaid? Yeah.
Prepaid.
Prepaid. A prepaid phone.
You said it wrong. You messed it up.
No. Well, you get the gist of it.
Yes. That was brilliant.
Oh, God. I'm done. That's it. The season can end. Goodnight. Thank you and good night.
By the way, I told Harper that Zoe might get a burner phone, and I think
I love that we're calling it burners. Like, hey,
sorry,
yeah,
we're on the wire all of a sudden. that's what's happening.
Oh, Idris Elba.
But I thought that she would be like, oh, my God. Like, and instead her response was, well, can I have one too? And I was like,
oh, Zoe's like, no. I don't want one. I'm like,
I thought that's where she would go with it. I was like, no, you can't have one too. I was like, you're not getting anything.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was being a pain in the butt and asking me for things. Harper. Or no, I'm sorry. This is when I told her to get in the shower. Get in the shower. Was all that, right? And then Lulu is like, Harper, why don't you? Stop it, Lulu. No one's asking you. Don't even look at me. I don't need to talk to you right now. I'm sitting there talking to you. I'm like, oh my God. So she gets in the shower. 5 minutes into the shower, I just hear, Lulu. And Lulu's going, what? Lulu. What? Lulu! And finally I just go, Jesus, she said, what do you need?
What?
Like,
what
I scream at her. And she's like, why are you yelling at me? And I'm like, oh my God, how can I hear that in the shower?
How
like
you right. How does that noise, right? How, go, the world's loudest you. Exhale. There is no exhale louder than a sixth grader.
And then she's like, and I go, what do you need Lulu for? And she's like, I'm lonely in the shower. I just want her to come in here. Oh my God, 5 minutes ago you were at her. Right. Like, and now you need her right. to come in
oh, no.
here.
Yeah, I get that all the time. Just come hang out in here with me. I, no.
No.
No, you're old enough that you don't need a companion to sit here while you're bathing yourself. Apparently. Actually, maybe you do because you don't use fucking soap.
I know.
Anyway.
And they can't close the shower curtain in my place.
Oh, mine has a door at least, but
I wish.
But
it's
still, I go in there and I'm like, did you guys just aim the shower head outside of the door?
Dance
did you close the
after?
Door? It's soaking wet in there.
They
and
shake
the tile
like a
in
dog.
There. So, I've warned him so many times. Someone's going to slip
oh, yeah.
and shit. Waiting.
Just go in and take a picture when that happens, just for Instagram.
Yeah,
like,
but
I'm
no,
really
because someone's
going
to get hurt.
Well, you can talk about the hurt later, but get the Instagram photo.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Let's
here's another
this.
Fan mail.
All right. Is this okay? Another fan mail. From Susan. Jody and Celia, you fabulous women.
Aww.
I love your Susan. Podcast immensely. Thanks, Susan. I'm expecting my first bub in the new year. I'm taking, that means a bub is a baby.
That's
a bub.
Correct.
A little boo-boo. Mm-hmm. Okay. And already find myself with, never thought I'd say, with NTISTs. Intists. Never thought I'd say this. Today's major action saw me driving in the car with my husband when out of nowhere to him, I was yelling, please stop fucking kicking me in my vagina. After he stopped laughing, he just calmly said, please stop fucking swearing at the baby. We're going to be great parents for sure.
Yes, you are.
Yep. Welcome. Thanks for the reassurance in advance that I'm never going to be alone in the fear of fucking up, but that doing my best should mostly be enough to raise a decent kid. Also, I want to say how amazing your friendship is and what a great example it is. I might be a bit jealous of what you two have, but it's a delight to hear it lived through the podcast as a true example of female solidarity and genuine love. Thanks for everything. Love, Susan.
Aww.
Susan and your bub kicking you in the vagina.
They'll kick you in the vagina when they're out of you, too.
Oh,
just so you
that's
know.
So sweet.
Yeah.
I look at us.
I know. See, that was sweet.
I'm very proud of
they
us.
They knew how much we tell each other to fuck off.
Well, but always with love.
That's
yeah.
true.
We do it
that's
on the podcast.
True. We do it a lot. And hugs with no touching. That's my
well, that, right. Don't, yeah.
Don't touch me.
I'm going to just hug you so much.
Oh my God. Speaking of no touching and hugging, only because it made me think of something that you wrote.
Also your plans for the weekend. Yes.
That's actually closer to accurate.
Right, yeah.
So maybe hugs and no touching.
Right. Yeah.
That God, if that it wouldn't even be a bad date based on some of the shit I've gone through recently, as we've already covered.
Right.
Anyhow, we have an announcement to make, and it made me think of that only because poor Rachel gets stuck in our emails.
Oh,
back and
I know.
Forth.
Rachel's just like, oh my God, these two. Because what people don't realize is our Celia and I's text threads will start with usually like a piece of pertinent information, right, and then devolve into just
crap.
Us riffing on stupid
calling each other names.
Why can't I talk?
I don't
know. Just calling each other names, being right. funny, being much, you know, like the podcast, but in typewritten right. form. And poor Rachel and Emily are always on these threads, and we make it like 900 times longer than it needs to be. When it's like, are we shooting? Are we recording at 11? Yeah, and then blah, blah, and then it's like dick joke. Insert dick right, joke yeah, here,
yep.
and a few more inappropriate things, and then the question still remains unanswered because I have forgotten what the original question was. Yep. You yell at me and go, "Hey asshole,
Jesus
answer
Christ,
the question.
You haven't answered the question yet."
And I'm like, and then I just go, "What was the question?"
Oh, and then your best one was, can we start a new thread? Because I can't keep up with this thread
because
anymore because
so,
there's too much in it.
There's too much in it. We had 370 emails in the thread. And for some reason, my phone would like narrow it down to where it was just like one letter of all. And I was like, I don't know. I can't read this sideways. Like, it was a lot.
I know. Meanwhile, poor Emily's like, hey, and then the time is, just tell me where to be someplace.
I was actually going to ask if we could start another thread because it's getting a little overwhelming.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, our announcement.
Every few months.
We have an announcement. That
wait,
in
wait.
One of the
do we need to take another break and then come back
okay,
for the announcement?
Yes.
Okay, let's take another break
themselves.
And come back for the announcement. How was that? You like that one? That was great.
Hey, let's sing it. Let's sing the whole show. Do it that way.
Mine was better.
Fuck off.
Okay, we'll be back.
You know what?
What?
We all know that mental health is a really big part of self-care.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, but changing mental health habits is honestly easier said than done, I think.
That is also very true.
Yeah, and you know what? It's something that I think that we just need support doing so that we're held accountable, and that's what's really important.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know who does that?
Who does that?
Talkspace Online Therapy.
Oh.
I know. Talkspace pairs you with one of 5,000 licensed therapists based on your needs and your preferences.
That's a lot of therapists to choose from.
It really is. And you can connect with your therapist via text, audio, picture, video messages the same day that you match.
Oh, fantastic.
Your therapist will message you daily, 5 days a week. You don't have to go to the office, so no traffic. You don't have to worry about, you know, not being able to make an appointment because of your schedule. You can do everything online.
That's perfect.
I think so, too.
Especially for mom schedules. Whew.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's really hard to be able to make the time to be held accountable and to get the support, you know, in a convenient yeah. way. And that's what Talkspace does. Also, it's extremely affordable,
uh-huh.
which is fantastic. It matches you, like I said, with a therapist. It helps you stay in touch and on track of your goals and to identify new goals. And you can message your therapist anywhere from the privacy of your device. All of which I really love because it helps you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
So here are
self-care,
the things.
Self-care, people.
Yeah,
self-care.
it's really important. And, you know, the thing I like a lot about Talkspace is, again, that they make it so affordable, mm-hmm. which I think is really fantastic because sometimes you just can't find the time and you can't afford it. So.
Yeah, therapy can be really expensive, but it's super important.
Well, Talkspace gives you a month of anytime access for the price of one in-person therapy session. You can't wow. beat that. And, you know, they have all kinds of expertise in different things, including depression and anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationships, food, eating, and more. And it's clinically proven. So, you know, I think everyone needs to try Talkspace. We all need help navigating life's ups and downs, and Talkspace offers the support you need at an affordable price. Our listeners can get $100 off of their first month by using the code SAYTHIS at Talkspace.com. Match with a therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy at Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code SAYTHIS to get $100 off of your first month. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SAYTHIS.
Mental health is important, people.
And we are back. And we are back with a big announcement.
Do, do, do. That's not the right. I wanted to do like a.
What the fuck was that?
Do, do, do. That's what I was hoping for, but I don't know. Fuck off. I'm not. I just can't.
I thought it was going to be like a breaking news noise, but Ooh. It was more like a trumpet
I don't know how.
Fanfare.
Yeah. Well, it was a fanfare sort of attempt. What's a breaking news noise supposed to be like? You do it.
I don't know.
Damn it. I was really like hoping he would
I don't know. Like something like that you hear in like, you know, like in the 80s. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm like thinking of like 1985 breaking news. Like some.
I like that you did it like you were scratching records at the same time. You were like.
My hands are going right now like back and forth like I'm scratching records.
Yeah, like she's DJing. That's what it's. Yeah.
Okay. We have big news. Okay. So. Oh, well. This I'm so glad it's our last episode because no one's ever going to listen after this. No. But I hope they listen to this because
yeah. Okay.
We have
yes.
our first live show. Woo-hoo! That is why we started this podcast in the first place. So we just wanted to do it live in front of people.
So people can throw things at us when they are angry.
So, really. And people can see my amazing scratching skills.
Duh.
Yes. So, we are going to be a part of the 19th annual San Francisco Sketch Fest, which is a San Francisco comedy festival. And we are going to be at Cobb's Comedy Club on January 16th, 2020. Woo! Also 3 days before my birthday. Yep. But live show, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Please so come out and see us.
Please
come.
Please make us not feel alone. Also, it's in San Francisco. Like, how fitting.
It's so cool that
it is. It's so cool that it's in San Francisco. Right. We want as many of our San Francisco Never Nation Fuller House fans, like, come out and watch us make complete assholes of ourselves on a live stage.
Yes.
And we're so excited about it.
I'm so excited.
And we want people to, like, bring your friends. Bring your mom friends
and your dad friends.
Bring your mom friends, your dad friends. Your whatever friends, I don't
leave your kids at home.
Please do, because it's going to be inappropriate, as you know. But no, I was going to say what we want is I want people to bring their never thought I'd say this.
Yes,
their entists,
their entists,
which sounds like some sort of a weird medical test. But bring them so you can share them with us live, and we can simultaneously applaud you and also probably make fun of it.
Yeah,
but
and each other
and definitely each other.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I'm going to try and keep my pants on. That is the backup we have decided. If all else fails and we're not funny, I'll drop them.
I'm not sure if that's a threat or a promise, but I'll take
both.
What I will say is that we didn't share. I don't think we shared that you came over to my house pantsless last week because
I did.
She arrived at my front door with no pants on because we were sitting around the house and you were like, oh, we've got to record ads.
Yep.
And I was like, great. And you were like, well, you were like, I don't know. I may or may not wear pants. I was like, fuck pants. Who needs pants? Like, we're just sitting around the house doing ads. So what did she do? She walked into my house in her underwear. Yeah. And I was like, did you stand on my front porch like this? You're like, yeah. I had them on in the car, took them off, walked up to the front door and rang the doorbell and waltzed into my house.
Yeah. With no pants
on. With no pants on.
Yep. Well, first you were like, did you leave your house like that? I was like, it's Shabbat. I couldn't leave my house in my Orthodox neighborhood being like, hi, bye-bye.
Yeah, all of a sudden, now you're worried about what they think.
Listen, pants is a little, I got to keep the pants on for that. For you, not so much. You told me I didn't have to wear them.
You didn't.
Pants are stupid.
And they are. I'm not wearing any right now. Ha ha, surprise. But I will be wearing some for our live show on January 16th, 2020 at Cobb's Comedy Club, part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest.
And what I was joking about was why I remembered that we had this announcement for that matter. And what you don't remember was when Rachel was trying to give us this information over email. At one point we were talking about different hotel rooms and you were like, yeah, we could share a hotel room so that I can stare creepily at Celia when she's sleeping.
Yes.
That's
which
what
is what I plan on doing. So
I'm gonna eat a lot of dairy if you do that. Just so you know.
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull that card. And then your face will melt off later in the night.
Well, at least do it after the show so that I don't look like that when I have to get there.
What fun is that?
Oh, boy. But yeah, so if you want to come see us make our... What? What was I saying?
I don't know.
If you want to come
they got the see gist
us
of it.
Maybe with or without pants acting like assholes in front of a large theater, please join us.
Oh, God. I hope that people
and
come.
Yeah, and bring your stories. Bring your mom friends. Hold on,
bring your moms?
Maybe. I mean, bring your moms, bring your friends, bring your mom friends.
We've not even mentioned Joan. Oh, speaking of moms.
Yeah.
We have a grandma.
Yeah, we've mentioned Joan.
Have we? Because I love her so much.
But yeah, no, Joan is our
One of our grandma listeners.
Yep. I don't know how many we have.
We have more than one.
But she is holding it down and she's awesome. Yep. And she sends us pictures of her with her amazing, beautiful family.
Yes, seriously.
And she, but Joan, how old is Joan? She's,
I don't know. She don't looks know. Fantastic.
She looks great, but she is, yeah, she's she like, I'm a grandma.
Every episode, loves our
Thanks,
cursing.
Joan. But seriously, you know, this is the last episode of the season, but don't worry, we will be back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
But we just want to say thank you guys for making this an amazing first season.
It really has
for
been.
For helping us promote the show, grow the show, for buying the merch. Ooh, speaking of, we will have merch.
Oh yeah!
At the live show,
woohoo!
And we merch can alert. Sign the merch. We may have, yeah, we might have some fun surprises. I don't know what that means, but you know what we might have
what
to do.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what okay. it means. I'm just trying to entice people to come.
Okay.
But we might do a dance.
We should do that.
I feel like it, yeah. If you guys come to Cobb's Comedy Club on the 16th, we will do a live dance.
Yep. We will 100% do that. Mm-hmm. I will do that. I did once promise you that if... Remember when we first did the press pictures and we had the pacifiers, the grown-up pacifiers in our mouths? I did tell you that if ever we were going to do a live show, I would wear one of the adult onesies. I'm not going to say that I'm going to renege on that completely, but I don't think that I'm going to do it the first time around.
I think that's probably a wise choice.
I'd like to have a second live show.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And I think, yeah, just onesie out the gate is not going
to
be.
No, no. Like I said, I'll drop my pants if I have to, but you know, that's more just for you. Maybe before we go on the show, I'll moon you or something.
Okay.
Then anyone who knows, when you come out looking shocked as all fuck, it's because...
First of all, I would not be shocked if you mooned me before we went out on stage to do a live show. That would be the least shocking thing that happened. If you didn't, I'd be more shocked.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But you guys, we love you.
We
love our Never Nation. If you want merch, go to unsweetened.com. We've got our hashtag trauma bonded sweatshirts, t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, all kinds of fun stuff. And we can't wait to meet you guys in San Francisco on January 16th, and we will probably be obnoxiously posting about it online as well.
I'm sure we will be.
Yes, because that's what we do. We are nothing if not obnoxious. but we love you guys, if you want to follow us on Instagram or Facebook, it is at Never Thought I'd Say This.
Yep.
Our email is neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
Oh my God, you almost got it! Last episode.
Oh. I wanted to impress you so bad.
It was, you did. And Twitter is, I don't know.
No. Emily's shaking her head. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah. Sorry.
We've
tried.
Twitter is some 14-year-old boy is what that is.
That's exactly right.
Do it. But we love you guys. We can't wait to see you for our live show. And we will be back for more Never Thought I'd Say This Fun for season two.
Woo.
Right?
I think. Yeah.
I hope. Let's see. Okay. See how this goes. Let's see how your onesie wearing goes.
Okay.
And then we'll, yeah.
Perfect.
All right. That's it. Remember, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
I remembered.
I know.
Yay. Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.